This is Tweetminster at the Liberal Democrat Conference, speaking with Matthew Taylor, Chief Executive of the RSA and formerly advisor to Tony Blair. Matthew Taylor, at the event today, a lot of the points that were raised were illustrating that the big society isn't a new idea and it isn't a Tory idea. Can you tell us more about that and the RSA's involvement in developing the big society agenda?
Well, the big society is something which the RSA feels very strongly about. My first annual lecture 4 years ago, what I said was that we wouldn't create the kind of future people aspire to unless we have an enhanced model of citizenship. Citizens need more engaged, more resourceful, more pro-social. I'm very committed to that idea of enhanced model of citizenship, and I see that at the heart of the big society. And I think the Liberal Democrats, because of the history of devolved power, because of the history of liberalism itself, because of the pavement politics of the Liberal Democrats, are in a very good position to say we are the big society party, but we mean it. And I think to do that means that the Liberal Democrats need to grab some of the quite difficult issues around the big society. What exactly does it mean? How do you, for example, devolve power when people want services to be the same everywhere? It also means recognising that in many communities there isn't much capacity, and it's simply not realistic to withdraw the state and expect a kind of civic renaissance to happen. But also the critical question, how do you mainstream the idea of big society so that head teachers, GPs, chief constables, they recognise that they need to see enhancing civic capacity as a core part of what they do, not just an add-on like kind of corporate social responsibility for a private company, but they see citizen engagement as an absolutely crucial part of how it is they deliver good services. Now, if we're going to do that, we need to change the incentives in public services, because although the idea is great, I meet very few public service managers who think they are genuinely supported and incentivized to engage with citizens. So if the Liberal Democrats can grab those kind of quite tough, quite difficult, quite granular issues and say we're the big society party that means it, I think that's a good space to be in.
And as an experienced political strategist, do you think that the big society could backfire for the Conservative Party and actually cause some splits there if it's something that strengthens the coalition and liberal values?
Well, I'm not sure about splits. My perception is that David Cameron is genuinely committed to this agenda, and you know, I think he speaks with real passion and conviction about it. I'm not sure the rest of the Conservative Party necessarily shares that enthusiasm. So I think for the Liberal Democrats to be clearly aligning themselves with this means that they are aligning themselves with a progressive strand in new conservative thought. And that might, yes, I suppose that might mean there's a wedge between progressive conservatives and other conservatives who are more kind of the kind of neoliberal free market end, who see this agenda as being, you know, less relevant. So I think it's clever politics for the Liberal Democrats to say that they're completely behind David Cameron, but in a way they're willing to really grab this agenda in a way that perhaps the rest of the Conservative Party, and we'll see in a couple of weeks' time, isn't quite doing.
And finally, the charity sector, are they really going to be key to the development of the big society, or is it more about social enterprise and new initiatives?
I think the charitable sector is, but I think we should avoid kind of sector reductionism, in the sense that we should avoid saying that just because an organisation is a charity or a third sector organisation, it enhances civic capacity. There are lots of sclerotic, bureaucratic, self-interested charities out there, just as there are lots of not very good public sector organisations and not very good private sector organisations. The dynamism, I think, is very often in the small social enterprises, the new charities, the innovative organisations. The real challenge of charities is this. The organisation is one thing, but the mission is what matters. And sometimes charities focus on building their organisation rather than delivering their mission. So the question that all chief executives and charities like myself need to ask all the time is, what is it you actually need to do for your mission? And sometimes delivering a mission means becoming a smaller organisation or collaborating. So as long as third sector organisations focus absolutely on their mission, they are absolutely vital to this agenda. But there will always be in the third sector fantastic organisations, but also some that need a good kick.
Matthew Taylor, thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.